Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues each and every day on this broadcast. You're front and center. You're the centerpiece for this broadcast. Our listeners, we always invite you to join in the dialogue and discussion. You can do so by dialing 904-831-0917, 831-0917. That telephone number gets you directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your question, comment, dialogue, and discussion on the issue. As we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I call it the truth book, John 8:31-32. The Lord Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And further in John 17:17, a very, very dogmatic statement is made that is so real and relevant even today. "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the word of God that endures forever, according to Psalms 117:2. So we ought to stand on the truth, ladies and gentlemen. And it's the secularist George Orwell of yesteryear that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." We find that to be true, if I can use that twist of terms. We find that to be very truthful today. Multitudes do not want to hear the truth. We're going to be talking about an issue that I believe is true, that I believe we need to adhere to and recognize what is being said. We're going to talk about remembering. You know, you grew up hearing mom say, "Remember to make up your bed. Remember to brush your teeth. Remember to do your homework. Remember to get up on time to go to school. Remember your appointment," et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The term "remember," by the way, is found in the Bible over 200 times. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says a whole lot about the need to remember. In fact, in Hebrews 13:7, the scripture says, reminds us in that, "Remember them that have rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow." Ecclesiastes 12:1 says, "Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth." Deuteronomy 8:18 says, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God." And we'll have several others in just a moment as a dialogue, monologue dialogue, to introduce us to what we need to remember today, in particular, in this election cycle. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, it is very urgent that we understand what this election cycle is doing and shall do. We need to remember 15, 20, 30 things. We could make it 100. Time won't allow on this broadcast. We're going to talk about the things that we need to remember as we cast our vote. The word "remember" is a very important word. We need to remember a multitude of things and not forget. Ladies and gentlemen, may I remind you that it is truth that ought to be the centrality of what we say and do. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that said, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And may I submit to you today that that is vital. It is a need today, perhaps as not in my lifetime, any more imperative than we find it today. Seek the truth. You won't find it on the Communist Network News. Listen to the truth. You won't find it on CNN, NBC, ABC, or CBS. Learn the truth. You won't learn the truth picking up the daily newspaper. Love the truth. Tell the truth and live the truth. Defend the truth even to death. That's the challenge for every Christian, every conservative, and every patriot, even as you listen today. If you're tuned in and you're concerned about this election, what are some of the issues that we're faced with and that we're going to be dealing with? Why should we remember what has taken place in the past? We're going to talk about that today. Pick up your telephone and dial your friend, relatives, neighbors, and acquaintances. Invite them to join in this broadcast and the dialogue and discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment leadership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowners with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right here in the heart of Mandarin. Tools for Time has a beautiful benchmark identifier. Find the flagpole, it's 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. It's 11291, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly environment that you're working in at Tools for Time. They're closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview appointment and see what God does in placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today, an issue that I believe is vital and is necessary even at this point in time. We're talking about remember. In fact, in Deuteronomy 18:8, it says, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God." Deuteronomy 8:2, it says, "Thou shalt remember the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or not." Ladies and gentlemen, over 200 times in the scripture, the Bible talks about the fact that we need to remember. We're told that we need to remember. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, the word remember is important even today. It's easy to forget things. It's easy to forget how important things are. It's easy to forget what happened yesterday and who happened to be involved in the cause and the effects of what is taking place in our nation today. It's easy to forget. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, it is a fast-paced era that we're living in, and most people easily forget. It was the then president, William Jefferson Clinton, that remarked that the public usually forgets within 30, 60 to 90 days. He was referring to some of his moral failures and talking about how it would not harm him on the campaign trail because most people forget. That was right on target. That's exactly what we're talking about today. That's exactly the reason I'm dwelling on and drilling on this term, remember. We need to remember, ladies and gentlemen, today we're faced with our nation's failure and falterings, falling down and failing to carry out the task that God's called us to as a nation. Today, we're faced with the nation and the serious election in our nation and what we must do. We're faced with today, ladies and gentlemen, the election in this country that we must not forget what's at stake. We must remember what's at stake. We must not forget what is at stake today. We must not forget what happened to our great nation under the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, democratic regime under the leadership of Joe Biden. We must not forget what has taken place with the illegal, phony puppet president in the Oval Office and what he's doing now, about to lead us into a global skirmish with Russia and China and Iran, etc., etc. We must remember, ladies and gentlemen, when we cast our ballots, we're in an election era. This election is probably more important than any election in your lifetime, if you're 100 years old or less. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about a whole litany of things that we need to remember as we go to the polls and vote. We need to discuss a whole litany of issues. Who brought them about? What is happening? And even at that, ladies and gentlemen, this will not be an all-in, inclusive statements. This is simply hitting the high points of what is taking place in America and what we need to remember. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, we need to remember the lockdowns. You remember when we were told, shut everything down for 2 weeks to flatten the curve, then everything's going to be all right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the 2 weeks turned into almost 2 years. Remember that when you cast a ballot this election cycle. Remember the millions of people, ladies and gentlemen, who died due to the COVID protocol called Remdesivir. Remember that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at an article that says, uninformed consent. Three California hospitals are now facing lawsuits for the use of Remdesivir protocol, attorneys allege, led to the wrongful death. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll read a blurb or two of this article. But Remdesivir is the major thing in the protocol with CDC for the physicians, the doctors, hospitals, and medical associations to use on the patients if they are put in the hospital as a patient with COVID-19. This article says three hospitals in California face lawsuits alleging that they treated patients with the controversial antiviral drug Remdesivir without receiving informed consent using a protocol which two attorneys allege caused the wrongful deaths. And it goes on to talk about the law firms. It talks about Remdesivir. Ladies and gentlemen, Remdesivir is the protocol that is used, recommended by the CDC. Every physician, just about every physician across America, if they pull up their computer and you are listed as COVID, based on your COVID test, which generally would be a false positive test, number one, because they're using PCR testing, which was never designed for testing COVID pathogen. If that is the case, they'll put you on Remdesivir. Remdesivir attacks the liver, the kidneys, the lungs, and the heart. And as a result of that, most of the patients die, not from COVID, but because of the COVID treatment. So, ladies and gentlemen, when you go to the polls and vote, remember the millions of people who've died as a result of the COVID protocol, Remdesivir. Remember the millions of people that have suffered as a result of the mask mandate. Remember the millions of people that have died as a result of the protocol putting the ventilator, as Cuomo used to call it, the ventilator, into the mouths and the throats, the lungs of people in the hospital that's tortured to death as a result of the CDC protocol being forced upon them. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, when you go to the polls and vote, there are a lot of things we need to remember. We need to remember the lockdowns. We need to remember the millions of people who have died as a result of the COVID protocol, in particular, the Remdesivir and the ventilators, the mask mandates, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, it's very urgent that we recognize in society today what we're faced with. In fact, in Proverbs 29, verse 2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And we're in a state of mourning. I don't know if you've noticed it or not. America's in a state of mourning. It has been for about 2 years as a result of the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist Party candidate Joe Biden and the theft of the election, the fraudulent, phony president sitting in the Oval Office that's only a figurehead, a puppet, that the puppeteers are pulling the strings. We're talking about the urgency of remembering how we need to cast a ballot this election cycle. We need to remember the past in order to know how to cast a ballot today for the protection of the future of America. We need to remember the thousands of moms and pops businesses that were forced into bankruptcy due to the Democratic COVID policies that were put in place. I'm looking at an article that says COVID lockdowns, states suffered the biggest economic losses. And it goes into a multi-page article dealing with the amount of losses for each of the states, which one had the highest loss and the highest percentage of losses financially and economically. This article says the economic cost of COVID-19 lockdowns was three times greater than the residents of Massachusetts than the Mississippians, according to the new study. Massachusetts suffered the biggest loss of gross domestic product, calculated to be $2,862 per person, or $11,448 per household. Decisions to shut down large parts of the economy because of the pandemic were not free, the researcher said. Last month, after repeatedly downplaying the impact of the on the children of COVID-19 lockdowns, Dr. Anthony Fauci justified the mitigation measures while acknowledging they were, in fact, draconian measures, end quote. Further, the article states, sometimes when you do draconian things, it has collateral negative consequences, just like when you shut things down, even temporarily. It does have deleterious consequences on the economy, on the school children, and you know, Fauci said. Further, he says, concerns about the impact of the lockdown and the school closures on children in an interview with Fox News, Your World with Neil Cavuto, and this is Fauci. In retrospect, doctor, this is Cavuto asking him a question. In retrospect, doctor, do you regret that it went too far? Cavuto asked regarding the lockdowns, particularly for kids that couldn't go to school except remotely. That has forever damaged the children. And he goes further stating, he argued the draconian lockdowns, mask wearing, vaccinations were all necessary because hospitals were overrun. However, this article states, according to the study, the lockdowns had no effect on the spread of deaths, while causing 26% increase in excess deaths among working age adults. A list of more than 400 studies show that COVID-19 lockdowns, shelter-in-place policies, school closures, masks, and mask mandates have failed miserably to curb any transmission of the virus or to reduce deaths at all. An analysis of the official data by J.P. Morgan Chase found the lockdowns that have destroyed millions of livelihoods worldwide had no impact on the spread of COVID-19, end quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, when you go to the polls and vote, remember the lockdowns. Remember the mass casualties in the lockdown. The casualties morally, ethically, financially, corporately. Remember those. Remember the thousands of mom-and-pop stores and shops that were closed and never reopened. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that during the course of the lockdowns and the forced mandates of the mask wearing and the forced COVID vaccines, ladies and gentlemen, it was a total lie. In their fact, remember the lie that if you get the COVID jab, you will not get COVID. It was a lie. Ladies and gentlemen, millions around the world have died as a result of the COVID jab. Finally, we have some light coming at the end of the tunnel. State Supreme Court reinstates employees fired for refusing the vaccine. That's the headlines. Dated October the 25th. Finding that being vaccinated does not prevent an individual from contracting or transmitting COVID-19. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the New York Supreme Court ordered the reinstatement of all New York City employees who were fired for not being vaccinated for the COVID disease. The court, in its ruling Monday, ordered back pay for all the fired employees, concluding that their rights had been violated. Early this year, after adopting the vaccine mandate under former Mayor Bill de Blasio, the city fired 1,400 employees, including many police officers and firefighters, for being unvaccinated. The city's current mayor, Eric Adams, said the employees fired for the COVID-19 vaccination status would not be rehired or reinstituted. The judge goes on to say, the science, moreover, as to the court concluded Monday, shows that the COVID-19 shots do not stop infection or transmission, which is the premise of any mandate for the vaccination. The new COVID booster, crafted to combat the Omicron virus variant, failed CDC Director Rochelle Walensky. The article further states, in a speech Tuesday, President Joe Biden urged every American to get the new booster. He asked employees to do all they can to get their employees vaccinated, including setting up a vaccine clinic even in your building, in your community. Ladies and gentlemen, we continue to be lied to by the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party. So remember that when you go to the polls and vote. Do you want that to continue? Do you want to continue to live under the suppression and the forced mandates of this administration and the blue cities and the blue states, that is talking about the Democratic Party? Is that what you want? If it is, vote for Democrat. But if you want relief, if you want to get out from under the thumb of the forced suppression and the forced bowing and the forced submission of this administration and its acolytes, ladies and gentlemen, then you need to vote for a candidate that stands on the Word of God, a candidate that reveres God and God's Word. And I'm not saying that all Republican candidates meet that criteria, but multitudes do. Vote for that candidate and not for the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist suppression and subjecting we the people to anything and everything that is antithetical to our Bill of Rights and for all that we have as a free people. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you so much for calling.
Yes, sir. I'd like to throw a couple of numbers out here so people can remember this. I drive a tractor trailer locally there. I put 105 gallons in today. It was $566. These companies are running on slim profit margins there. They have to pass that price along. Each and every individual out here should know that every single thing in your home was delivered by a truck.
Yes.
So you've got this massive inflation. Part of that inflation was from day one, whenever this resident in the Oval Office signed an executive order to shut down the Keystone Pipeline, to quit fracking, to basically tell the banks to quit financing exploratory and exploration of oil resource, forbid ANWR, and also limit the number of leases there. That one act alone has added misery in the form every time you go to the gas pump, every time you go to the grocery store, and the rising prices that you're seeing at 8%+ month over month since he's been in.
Absolutely.
Vote Democrat, Jim, if you want that.
That's right. And Jim, you've touched the nail. You hit the nail right on the head, because I say to our listeners today, and you've spoken it so eloquently, if you want to have a high price in gasoline, if you want to have the inflationary spiral, if you want to have to sit back and decide what product at the grocery store you're going to have to leave off in order to pay for it, then continue to vote for the socialist, Marxist, BLM Democrats. If you want relief, if you can remember what we're faced with now and go back and remember where it came from, how it came about, and who placed us in that position, then we need to vote. And we need to vote according to our recollection of what placed us there, who placed us there, and who's really in charge. Jim, you're exactly right. We need to remember what's taking place in a nation that's crushing our economy. We need to remember the high prices of gasoline. We need to remember what has taken place with the so-called lockdowns that destroyed our economy and the very fundamental foundation of the Constitutional Republic in America. Jim, you're right on
target.
I'd like
to have one more thing, Doctor, if you have a moment.
Yes, sir.
I want everybody to remember that Democrats consistently across the board endorsed you losing your job based on a vaccine that doesn't even keep you from getting the disease.
Mm-hmm. That's right. and pushed it, and still pushed it. Joe Biden, just the past couple of days, been pushing the so-called vaccine, the fake vaccine. I call it the death jab. It's causing heart attacks. It's causing blood clots. It's causing lung illness, lung disease. And I've got articles in my hand talks about the extraordinary increase on heart attacks as a result of the COVID vaccination. And it's still being pushed.
Well, doctor, you know, they've got adult sudden death syndrome to explain all that now.
Yes. That's the way they're trying to circumvent the reality of it. And it's because the records
are
being modified.
Behind a lot of that, too, there. I mean, that man blows whichever way the wind's blowing there. It
absolutely
just reminds me of that Bible verse there. I'd rather you not be hot or cold. That man ain't even tepid.
You got it right, brother.
God bless you so much, doctor. Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you so much for your call and input. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning. Are you there?
Hello. I'm back.
All right.
Dr. Youngblood, I was shocked yesterday at the figure you put out that there's been like 128,000 children mutilated for gender dysphoria. And I did the math on that, and that comes out to $16 million if you figure 125,000 for a surgery, because if you go in now for almost anything, you're looking at a huge, huge hospital bill. Is the Democrats have any idea what they're spending to get a vote? Do they care? Will this thing end? Will people wake up one day, Dr. Youngblood, and say, whoa, this thing's way out of control?
I'm praying, Tom, that people are waking up now. I'm praying that people wake up now and remember what is taking place. And by the way, that number is actually about 146,000 that have gone through the transitional transgender surgery, where healthy breasts are cut off, where little boys are castrated, and where they're on a chemical medication for the rest of their lives. It's a real boon for the pharmaceutical big pharma with what they'll have that person on for the rest of their lives, and it is a major, major tool in population control, which is what our globalists are doing. And so I encourage our listeners to remember what is taking place with our youth, to remember what's taking place with the lie about COVID vaccination, remember what's taking place with the forced mask mandate and the forced lockdowns, to remember that when you go to the polls to vote. And as Tom, Jim said just a moment ago, remember the cost of gas, remember the cost of groceries.
Yeah, I fill this truck up, this semi, and the same thing as him. You know, it'll be $465, $530. And I just go, how in the world does my employer pay that? And it's slim. The margins are very slim. But, Dr. Jones, getting back to these needless surgeries, as you know, you've met my wife. You know, she is a licensed mental health counselor. And she had a lady who's son went through that surgery, but the doctor botched the surgery. And now she sits in its room all day long, despondent, and I don't blame him. You know, I'd be despondent too. The mother's going for counseling. How much will that cost? Not all those surgeries are going to be successful.
Hundreds of millions of dollars cost for the taxpayers for the entire future of that individual's life. Tom, I'm sorry, but our time has dissipated. We're about to go to a hard break. If you'd like to hang on until after the break, we can continue our dialogue and discussion on this. Ladies and gentlemen, don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.